time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let us pray. You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. Hallelujah.
You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified.
You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. Worship the Almighty God. Worship the Ancient of Days. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. Worship the I Am that I Am. Magnify His holy name. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. It's worthy to be glorified. Praise Him. It's worthy, it's worthy, it's worthy. Magnify His holy name. Magnify His holy name. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Thank You, my Father, my God. Blessed be Your holy name. Ramoko shikirin de makata tundi ramoko runde kiri makashanta. Kendi ramoko runde makashikirin de kiri ramoko runde makiki kindo ramoko shanta. Do korundi remoko shikere jare makaka tunde kere jare moko shikere moko chanda. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Hallelujah, Daddy. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Ranko romoko shikere jare moko kere moko chanda. Thank You, Daddy. Thank You, Almighty. Glory be to Your name, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified, Lord. Rakindi remoko shikin to rundra mamahiki remoko shanta. Thank You, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Father, we give You glory. We give You honor. We give You adoration. Because You are worthy. You are mighty. You are glorious. You are faithful. You are holy. You are the Almighty God. Glory be to Your holy name. As we gather before You today to dine with You, in all our lives, let Your light shine. Meet all our needs, Lord. And let Your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shake hands with one or two people and said, joy to the wise. That means joy to me. Because I refuse to be a fool. Then put your hands together for the Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ada, you may please be seated.
Yeah, Joe, I take a joke.
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2.
It's our apostle, the Odikeji.
Acts chapter 2, verse 46 to
47.
Acts chapter 2, 46 to 47. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
Once if he can come, you roll your judgment in the temple, at any people are cara, Latin lady, one fee in no dino, at talk a car, their own dear one.
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
One year, Lord, once in the old year, Lord, Lord, any abogo, all who are saying, Yakuma, Neo Jotumo, Awati, and Bala.
We told you last month.
As of you, Chitokaja.
Those of you who are here, that they ate the Holy Communion in those days with great joy. And because they ate the Holy Communion with great joy, they had favor with God and with men. If someone were to tell you that the meal you are about to take is the last meal before a new beginning comes into your life, will you be happy or will you be sad? The first time the Holy Communion was taken in Egypt, according to Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, Exodus 12, verse 14. The Almighty God said to the children of Israel, He said, this day we mark a new beginning in your lives. And I'm believing God. For those of you who are here tonight, that according to the theme of the special Holy Ghost service of this month, after this meal, you will arise and begin to shine.
Amen.
If someone were to tell you that after this meal, all your shame will be over, will you be glad or sad?
Say, no, I do have you, I've been there.
And God promised.
Olorun si seleri.
In Joel chapter 2.
Inu iwe Joel ori keji.
Verse 25 to 27.
Ese ikarun din ni ogbon si ikata din ni ogbon.
Joel 2, 25 to 27.
Iwe Joel ori keji. Ese ikarun din ogbon si ikata din ogbon.
Almighty God said
he's
going to restore all the years that have been lost to his people. And he repeated himself by saying, and my people shall not be ashamed.
Amen.
When the children of Israel ate the Passover, immediately after that, all the shame that they had known for generations ended. A man cannot shine if there is something causing him shame. Someone who is ashamed always bends his head, trying to hide his face. But whatever it is that had not allowed you to lift your head high, whatever is not allowing you to shine, after tonight's meal, such a thing will be completely forgotten.
Amen.
When the children of Israel ate the first communion in Egypt, they began to shine physically. Psalm 105, verse 37. Psalm 105, verse 37. The Bible said when they left Egypt, there was not a single feeble one among them. That means they took one meal and a whole nation was healed in one night. And I'm prophesying to those of you who are here tonight. Before you go to bed tonight,
hallelujah.
Every ache, every pain, every sickness, every disease shall be forgotten.
Amen.
Why? Because the bread you are about to eat is a symbol of the body of Jesus Christ. He took the bread, broke it, and said, take, eat. This is my body broken for you. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter 2, 24 tells me that by his stripes, by that stripe that broke his body, you were healed. I decree in the name that's above every other name, that as the bread enter your mouth tonight, every sickness, every disease will disappear in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When the children of Israel
ate
that first communion, they began to shine materially. They were poor before. But all of a sudden, after that meal, according to Exodus 12, verse 35 to 36, all the wealth of the Egyptians was transferred to the children of Israel. Now, my Bible tells me in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22, that the wealth of sinners is laid up for the just. I don't know how God will do it, but I know that after tonight's meal, wealth will change hands. That the money that belongs to our Father in heaven, that is in the hand of the sinners, we begin to cross over to our hands. When the children of Israel ate that meal, they began to shine spiritually. Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. Tells us that God brought them out of the house of bondage. They were under the oppression of people who worship forces of darkness. But all of a sudden, freedom came. Freedom to worship the living God. And that's why I'm saying to somebody here tonight, after this meal, you begin to shine spiritually.
Oh, but I see it on the TV.
Why?
Because
the body you are about to eat, the blood you are about to drink, comes from the one called the Son of God. And according to John chapter 8, verse 36, the Bible says, whomsoever the Son shall set free shall be free indeed. As you eat tonight, as you drink tonight, every force that is holding you in bondage, we let you go. Not only that, the wine you are about to drink is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He said, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you become my witness. You will begin to shine In Jerusalem.
Ni Jerusalem ni.
In Judea.
Ni bo Judea ni.
In Samaria.
Ati ni Samaria.
And to the uttermost part of the world.
Ati titi do mili aye.
I am decreeing.
Mo gba laje.
On the basis of the word of the Lord.
Ni iduro le oro Olorun.
That when you drink the wine tonight.
Pe to ba ti mo agbo na ni ale yi.
The power to shine.
Agbara lati ma to.
In your village.
In
your town, in your state, in your country, in your continent, and throughout the whole world, will be deposited in you in Jesus' name. If you believe that, if you believe that, surely it should be time of joy for you. Because it simply means by the time the sun rises tomorrow, even my enemy will see that my sun has risen. That the one who said, arise, shine, for your light is come. He's talking about me. And he's saying, after tonight's meal, Adeboye, you will begin to shine physically, you will begin to shine materially, you begin to shine spiritually. You begin to shine in your village. You begin to shine in your town. You begin to shine in your country. You begin to shine throughout the whole world. If that is true of you, let me hear you shout a really big hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The only one to which this one cannot possibly apply is someone who does not belong to Jesus Christ. Because if you don't belong to him, when you eat the bread, it will be an ordinary bread. When you drink the wine, it will be an ordinary wine. Because you don't belong to him. But if you belong to him, as you are eating the bread, you'll be eating his body. As you drink the wine, you'll be drinking his blood. And your day of great shining will begin.
Amen.
So if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, and you want to be partakers of this blessing tonight, run forward now and come and give your life to Jesus Christ. I will count from 1 to 5. If you are not already standing before me by the time I say 5, I know you don't want to have a part of the blessing, that you just want to remain in your sin, and you want to remain in your sin. And that's your own decision. There's nothing I can do about that. But if you want to give your life to Jesus, run forward now. 1, 2, 3. For somebody, this is the day that joy will begin.
When it comes,
the joy of salvation. Hurry up quickly now. Come from all over the place. The Lord is calling you now. He's calling you now. Glory be to God. Hurry up now.
Oluwafio.
Four.
Eri.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Besele, besele. Iregalandurode.
Those of you already here and those of you on the way, begin to call on Jesus Christ and ask Him to save your
soul.
Ask Him to save your soul. To have mercy on you. That you want to become one of His children. Ask Him to become your Savior and your Lord. Begin to talk to Him now. The rest of us, please stretch your hands towards these people and pray for them. And ask the Lord to be merciful unto them. Forgive their sins. Save their souls. Please pray for them, brethren. And those of you who are still coming, keep coming, don't stop. Keep coming, this is your day. Call on Him and say, Lord, save my soul. Have mercy on me. Forgive all my sins. Forgive all my sins. Make me one of your own, Lord. I'm tired of a life of sin. I want to move into your light. Please, Lord, save my soul. Save my soul. Have mercy on me, Almighty God. Have mercy on me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Almighty God, we want to bless your holy name. Savior of mankind. We commit all these your children to your hands. Please save their souls. Forgive their sins. Let your blood wipe away all their sins. And please write their names in the book of life. And I pray that from now on, anytime they call on you, you please answer them. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward.
And
I want to promise you, from now on, I'll be praying for you. Very soon you begin to receive miracles you didn't even ask for. Then you will know somebody is praying for you. So I need your names, your address, and your prayer request. So if you will turn to your left, there's a brother there waving a piece of wood. Follow him.
It
will take you to where they will collect the information I need and bring you back quickly. Let's begin to go now. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause as they go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brethren, if you are clapping for Jesus, clap for Him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
What is worth doing at all is worth doing well. Come on, give the Lord a big round of applause. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be praised. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
They ate their bread with joy. A new day is about to dawn for someone.
Oh, don't.
The So, if you know that by the grace of God you are worthy to partake of this meal, that we are born again, truly born again, you are forsaking the way of sin, you can come to the table of the Lord with assurance. Then your heart should be jumping for joy right now. But if you know that you are not truly born again, you're still living in sin. Somebody offended you, you will never forgive. Just sneak away from among us now before we begin to eat. But if you believe that this meal is going to lead you to shining, stand on your feet now. And with great joy, begin to praise the Almighty God. Praise Him with tremendous joy. Begin to glorify His holy name. And do it with all your heart. Do it joyfully. Do it joyfully. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
God of joy,
Alleluia.
We bless your holy name. Thank you for the joy of salvation. Thank you for the joy of being able to draw close to you. Thank you because a new dawn is about to come into our lives. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Saturate each bread and each wine with your anointing. That as we eat and drink, we'll begin to shine for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord sent His word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.